Aircheckdownloads.com.
Thanks to Graham Williams from Dinsdale's Joke and Trick Shop in Holland. Who knew that the Archbishop of York was in there as a customer?
He was great.
Anybody who heard John Centimeter doing pauses for thought on Chris, I don't think he does it at the moment anyway, but he used to do it quite a lot, and then invited the whole breakfast team up to his place.
Yeah.
Would know exactly, that's exactly the kind of thing that he would love enormously and laugh. Fantastic. As he squirts fake ketchup with the Archbishop of Canterbury or any other visiting clergy. That'd be great. Simon Dinsdale's. I bought the world's rarest and most expensive itching powder from there. I've been going there since I was a small, stupid child, from Pete.
Rarest itching powder.
I would have thought that. I didn't ask him about itching powder. I'd have thought that's another thing that you probably can't get anymore.
Yeah.
If ketchup is the number one seller, surely fake poo has to be the number two.
Yeah, okay.
Someone was going to...
was guaranteed to get read out. Yeah.
Simon, I would love to tell you about the exploding ketchup with baking powder and a group of old age pensioner story, says Tony in Reading. Well, don't just keep it to yourself, Tony. Confessions at bbc.co.uk sounds like the...
Yeah, we probably won't be able to read it out.
No, but we'll have a laugh. We'll have a laugh anyway. We'll add it to the file marked humorous confessions, which will never get broadcast. Most of them come from the armed services. Thank you very much indeed. So tonight's homework then. Thank you very much indeed for helping us out on these questions. If there's anything that you are a little bit stuck over, you can send it to us via the email. Ebru Sahin says, Ebru is in Gorefield, my daughter Lauren would like to know how water changes the colour of things. For instance, when clothes are wet, they are a darker colour.
Yes.
But why?
Okay. I'm going to say
the first thing.
I think that it is changing the... I don't know what I'm reaching here.
Must be to do with refracting light or something, must
you
be.
Think?
Do you think?
Because isn't it...
You've got a grey T-shirt on. If I chuck water at it, it's going to go dark grey. That's just the way it is. But why?
Yes.
Someone will explain.
Yes.
And if you can, Simon Mayo at bbc.co.uk, why does water change the colour of things? From daughter Lauren. And Nick Evans from Weybridge in Cornwall. What is the most expensive item by weight?
So I think it's saffron, isn't it?
If you want a bag of... Yeah. Like, you've got one carrier bag...
Yeah.
...of one substance.
Yes.
You take saffron.
I think it's saffron,
I'm going to go for diamonds.
Right.
What are you going to choose?
Your bag of diamonds.
How about beluga caviar?
Oh, right, in which case, definitely the saffron.
No one
wants a caviar.
No, but it's to do with selling it on.
Yeah. I think, actually, the caviar's pretty cheap, sort of, you know, by the pound.
Okay, so you're going to get... Well, I reckon...
I'm going to say it's definitely the saffron, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have it... I don't know. I'd rather a bag of diamonds, I'd have thought. But anyway, saffron, diamonds, beluga caviar. If you can have a carrier bag full of one thing, what is the most expensive item by weight? That's Nick's question. Ebru's question. Why does water change the colour of things? Can you help? Simon Mayo at bbc.co.uk. Going to do your confession in just a moment. Here comes another miming tune.
Aircheckdownloads.com.